Get ready, set, go.
In the words of our old pappy, we're just ignorant and think we're happy. Nothing seems to bother us at all. We seldom ever worry, we're never in a hurry. In the words of our old pappy, we're just ignorant and think we're happy. In the words of our old pappy, we're just ignorant, think we're happy.
All right, and that was Stick It In My Jimmy by Junebug and the Fence Post. Now, for all you good folks listening out there, if any of you have lost somewhere around 5 to 7 cows, please come down to the courthouse. They are trying to vote. Feel like we shouldn't have to say it, but these bovine.
You know, I like to think of myself as a more progressive person here in cricket. I think cows should vote. I don't think women should vote, though. I think that's where I draw the line.
Who gets the rights to vote in between women and cows?
Amputees.
Mm-hmm.
I think amputees are probably where that line kind of holds for me.
What's the math on how much each amputee's vote is worth?
They don't have all four limbs.
I think if you have all four limbs, you get a whole person. You lose a limb, 3/4.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah, there's a compromise there.
What? Welcome to Locally Sourced. Coming to you live. This is live. Coming to you live from Cricket, Georgia. We're sitting on the front porch of Evan's grandma's house where we start off every episode. Now, last episode, you might remember that we are recently unemployed. We don't have a job to our name. We all woke up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon today, and we took a nap at 1, all same bed. We don't have money, so we are all sleeping in the same bed in the back of Alan's van.
We did it Charlie and the Chocolate Factory style, but don't worry, it wasn't weird.
What we lack in money, we regain in warmth from body heat.
So yeah, basically what we've done is we have ripped out the back seats. We've ripped out the front seats, too.
It's like when you're steering the van, it's like you're sailing a ship. Mm-hmm. Like it's just you're standing at the wheel.
We took out the seats. It's standing room only in this van. It's a 1980s Chevy Astro, which if you're familiar with the car, chick magnet.
It oozes sex appeal.
Oh, yeah.
It oozes a lot, but yeah, sex appeal is one of
yeah.
them.
It's a great vintage. It's like a fine wine. It just gets better with age.
It gets better with age.
Rust.
You know what doesn't ooze sex appeal?
What's that?
Three guys living in the van, sleeping head to feet. It doesn't exactly get the ladies. Yeah.
I think it might be good if one of us went to a hammock, just to free up kind of some ground space.
You know,
for the other two below.
You know good and well that we'd all eventually end up in that hammock.
Yeah.
Evan would be the first one. Yeah. The moment that he doesn't have... Evan's the middle of the sandwich of our sleeping arrangement. You know, it's I'm on the outside, you're on the outside, Evan's on the inside. So I think he'd miss kind of being in between two burly masculine men.
And the best thing about it is, you know, we're packed in there like some shoes in a shoebox is kind of how we're oriented. So I am in the middle, at their feet, head to their feet.
Your shoeboxes usually come with three shoes.
I get them special ordered from China.
And the shoes are not quality shoes.
No.
They don't have to be.
I mean, the Chevy Astro is parked right outside the house. So really, we just wake up at 12. We come up to the porch and we start the podcast. But in saying that, I think we need a job.
Yeah, eventually, the Astro is oozing so many different fluids.
Yeah.
We got to start plugging some holes or we're not going to be able to drive into town. We're going to have to take one of the pig sleds into town.
Yeah, we're going to... Or push it, yeah.
Or exactly. Push it, yeah.
He's mainly talking about you when he's saying we need to stop oozing fluids. We've been able to talk to you about this
I
a lot.
I have been deathly sick for this last week. Mm. I am pretty sure I have some ancient disease like scurvy mixed with leprosy. I look terrible. My eyes are barely hanging inside my head right now.
Just a hint of Montezuma's revenge.
Just a hint. And listen, the Chevy Astro van does not have a bathroom in it. So having Montezuma's revenge, very difficult as you two are trying to sleep. And I'm over there liquid pooping into a bucket.
Yeah. Evan thought that the disease that you had was I need attention-itis. He kind of thought you were faking it the whole time.
I said, this guy's got yapper-itis.
I do get very talkative when I'm having...
He won't stop yapping. He won't stop pooping. He wants all the attention for himself.
I do talk a lot when I have diarrhea, and it's just kind of an anxiety thing. I also kind of hold one of y'all's hands. It's just for comfort. But point being, we need to get a job because it's getting gross in there. So mm-hmm. I think I have a job lined up.
Let's hear it.
We're just going to go to one of the businesses in Cricket, just to the gas station over on Gaslight Corner.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we're just going to pump gas. So here are y'all's uniforms. We're going to wear that and kind of stroll up there. And we start today, by the way. I did not brief y'all at all.
This is what I'm looking at is you've handed us three sets of overalls.
Yes.
And written in Sharpie on the front of the overalls, it says Kevin 11. Is that what they're calling the gas station because it's run by Kevin from high school?
Yeah, Kevin from high. We don't know his last name. Yeah, it's Kevin 11. And the 11, actually, it might seem like he's ripping off 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. but Kevin is his name, and 11 years old is where he mentally stopped progressing. So he is an 11-year-old, essentially an 11-year-old running a gas station.
Does it say something that he's more successful than we are?
It does make me feel insecure about where I am at life, but thankfully he's given us a job. So y'all go ahead and put on the overalls. We're not going to wear shirts underneath. I need that to be specified.
Wasn't part of the uniform.
Yeah,
so.
You didn't hand it to me.
Right.
How am I supposed to put on no shirt?
You have a shirt on. You could have made that leap. But okay, let's do that. Let's go to the gas station. Now, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. You know, I don't want to be negative. Mm-hmm. I'm all about positivity. Every time I go to the doctor, I'm come back with something positive. You know?
It's
an issue. This job is a one-person job. We're essentially gas pump attendants, so we're mm-hmm. just pumping people's gas as they come through, yet he hired three of us to do this. So right now, since everybody can't see, we're just kind of out in front of the single gas pump on Gaslight Corner here.
Well, it's funny because gas station attendants kind of stopped being a thing in, what, the 70s or 80s?
Yeah, I mean,
So they're hiring three people to do a one-person job that doesn't really exist anymore.
But also, not uncommon for Cricket to lag behind and
sure.
give us jobs that don't exist really anymore.
This lightly remedial town.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say, I was kind of apprehensive about...
Were you nervous about this?
About re-entering the workforce.
Yeah.
It's been some time. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't know if I was ready, but once I strapped on these overalls and the just metal buttons that are holding the strap started chafing my nipples, I'm a lot more on board now.
Yeah, you seem uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous too prior to coming in here, but having some cigarettes out here by the pumps, I mean, it really takes the edge off.
That's a good point.
Really puts your nerves at ease.
That's a good point. And the burn barrel was a good idea.
That's fantastic.
The burn
idea.
Barrel right here was a good mm-hmm. idea. Keeps us warm in this 90 degree heat.
Yeah, this heat.
That's a Kevin idea.
That's a Kevin idea. He has good ideas despite his disability. Okay, well, look at this. We have our first customer up here. He did not train us, so we're just going to kind of raw dog it.
Zach, go up there and open his door real quick and just get him out of the car as fast as you can.
Oh, that's good. You want me to do that?
Yeah.
We want to get him as comfortable as possible quickly, right?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Kevin 11. What can I do you for?
Yeah, man. Let me get like 25 cents on pump 2.
There's only one pump here, so.
Oh, shoot. My bad, man. Let me get pump 1 in.
You're very well spoken for a 97-year-old grandmother. You know, you seem very sharp for your old age.
Thank you.
Also, 25 cents?
That's she's not paying get... us in pennies.
Yeah.
Like, she just gave us just a Ziploc bag of pennies.
You mean this money don't spend here?
Ma'am, the money does spend here. 25 cents doesn't get you much. Well, we'll do it, though. I mean, we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to
yeah,
service
I bet.
You.
I bet.
We love servicing you. So, Evan, you want to... I'm going to go rip her out of this car, okay?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm going to get her out. I'm going to put her in the seat right next here, okay? So, come on, get over here. I'm trying to help you. Sit down. Be. Relax. Relax. Stop resisting. Stop resisting.
You handled that so well.
Look at her. She's asleep over there. I assume she's asleep. I assume she did not go into cardiac arrest.
That's really not our problem if she did.
Well, my job is not to check on her. I'm not an EMT. Yeah. Our job is to fill up a car with 25 cents worth of gas. So you want to, Alan, you want to go ahead and
yeah,
do that
just,
in the most normal way possible?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking at her car here. The gas cap is welded shut on this old Lincoln. I'm guessing she wants it in these milk jugs she's got in the back of the car.
Oh, the milk jug. Okay.
Those milk jugs have anything in them right now?
They're half full of milk, but the milk is chunky.
You want to go and put 25 cents gas in the old
milk yeah, jugs? Might as well. Might as well. I don't see any other vessel to put it in.
Her windshield looks a little dirty if you could get some on the front. Too.
Oh, you want to put gas on the front? Not. Evan will wipe the windshield
down
real quick.
Windshield, yeah. It's just complimentary service.
It's great that her windshield's right over by the burn barrel, so that'll make sure it dries really well.
Yeah.
Putting gas in the car and on that windshield. Da 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 da.
Good work. I'm telling you what, guys. I'm proud of y'all. Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody's a harder worker than we are.
Zach, did you get this spot on the windshield?
Did I miss a spot?
Let me just Dukes of Hazzard slide across this hood.
Okay. That was impressive. All right. I think we're done here. I think we're good. She has not regained consciousness, so I think I'm just going to kind of put her back in the car, and then maybe we'll just kind of push her car out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be other people.
Just slide it in neutral and let God take the wheel.
Let Jesus. Yeah, God. You better be careful. There will be people coming out of bushes saying amen to that. It's a very religious town.
This town will say amen to about anything, though.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, I'm gonna put her back in the car. Okay. All right, let's just kind of push her out into the road.
Yeah, yeah. Right, it's just
Oh, look, who died? There's a whole like funeral procession coming right through here.
Wow,
that's cool. Yeah, we feel like we'd probably know whoever that is.
It's probably. I'm not gonna mourn it. Oh, look here. Okay. Hello, sir. Welcome to Kevin 11. I really like your dead person car. What can we do you for?
Yeah, just give me $30. I'm going to take a piss.
Oh, sure thing, sir. Go ahead. Is it kosher to, like, just stop in the middle of this funeral convoy and just...
I mean, they've all pulled in right behind him, and nobody's acting like this is a weird thing.
Yeah.
Are we going to have good gas to all 30 of these cars?
I'm not going to.
This sounds like way too much work.
It's a lot of pressure on us to, like, do this well. So I guess we can go to give him gas.
Like, I guess weird question. Should we put it in the casket or the tank?
That's a good question. He didn't specify.
He did, but they do cremate people. Evan, go ahead and open up the back of the hearse and see if there's any instructions to cremate.
Oh, yeah, he's creamed.
Oh, wait. I don't think Evan knows what cremation means.
Oh, this is a really uncomfortable position for us to be in.
Guys, you gotta see this. He's covered in milk and just black and white all over.
It looked like he got beat up by a couple of cows.
Honestly, we heard that ad earlier. This may be one of the cows.
He might have tried to stop those cows from earlier and they killed him. That makes a lot of sense. He's in a very weird position, by the way. How would y'all describe the position he's in?
I'd say it's a cross between fetal and missionary.
That's confusing. Those are two opposite things. But that's why it is so confusing.
Right.
He's kind of breaking the laws of physics.
You know, I think I recognize this guy. I think he's actually was a local dairy farmer, and I think this situation we've found him in has been the result of a seven udder salute that he got at his funeral, which is just where you just squirt a bunch of milk
on the body in the casket. That makes sense.
It's the way he would want to go.
Especially since they had to do it at the church and not at the grave plot, where a seven gun salute would normally happen.
Yeah.
I think we should go ahead and do them a favor and just go ahead and cremate him. And by that, I mean burn him. I didn't realize you were confused on the name of that. I think we should go ahead and burn him, you know? Just kind of give him shorten up their process a little bit, you know?
I tell you what, just put the hearse in neutral and kind of we'll push it up closer to the burn barrel and we can go ahead and take care of him.
I think we could. Just, you want to go ahead and spray him with gas?
Well, before we do that, I just want to... Is nobody else curious?
About what?
Oh, no.
Evan's curiosity. Things happen.
Yeah. We've all had regular... But who's had casket milk? Raise your hand here if you've had casket milk.
Alan, I think we can't let him start licking up all the milk in this casket. It's gross.
I'm not saying I want all of it.
I don't. You should have
any of it. I just
want to
try
it. But how much is too much?
He's going to lap it up like a cat.
I worry he's going to get a taste for it.
He's going to show up to funerals at the seven udder salute.
Alan, be a dear. Can you run in and get me some Oreos?
I feel uncomfortable with the way you addressed me.
Yeah. Do you want him to prance around like a deer?
Just be a lad.
Listen, let's just burn him and get this hearse out of here, okay? Just go ahead and spray him with gasoline.
And we don't have to talk about the drinking of the casket milk ever again.
No, no. We leave that in the past.
That's a missed opportunity.
It burns up with this guy.
Oof.
You want to throw that cigarette on him, get him lit up?
Yeah, yeah. Let's just go ahead and just...
Wow, that's actually pretty beautiful. Look at this. He lit up quick. I realized we sprayed gasoline on him, but...
That milk was a little bit more flammable than I thought it would be.
It might have been mixed with some kind of fluid. I'm just saying, I think we did what's right. All right, good job, guys. Is that the casket driver just taking off into the field over there?
I think it is.
He's not coming back. Is it? You think it's because we burnt the hearse?
Look, I don't think a hearse driver usually has a whole lot going for him. I think he was probably looking for a way out.
Okay. This fire's getting massive, by the way. I think this kind of got out of hand. There's a thin line between what we did, what we just did, and arson. If not arson.
I wish this was an avoidable situation, but fortunately it's not.
Our hands were tied.
We had to do it. I you know.
I'm sure Kevin will understand.
Kevin, speaking, here's Kevin right now. My name is Kevin. Y'all are fired. Wow.
Dang.
I don't know. I really don't understand us getting fired. I think we did well. All we did was assault an old lady and burn a hearse. So
I don't get it.
I don't quite understand it.
Unjustified, people are probably going to be saying when they hear about it.
You know, we worked that day in and that day out just so hard.
Mm-hmm.
We put muscle, brain power.
We pulled ourselves up by the bootstraps.
Sweat, yeah. Blood, and tears into that job.
Yeah.
And
milk,
what,
too.
And we took milk, too. We took and we gave. Did we give milk?
We didn't give milk.
I did.
Okay.
What were you? He did disappear for a second behind the gas, but I don't know what he was doing over there.
That's tough.
Anyway, yeah. We gave that job our all. And what thanks did we get?
Not a lick of it.
We didn't even get paid.
He's going to have to pay us. Listen, I think what sums it up is nice guys finish last. And, you know, three nice guys like us, we just can never catch a break in this evil, despicable world. So
the devil may have this world by the nutsack, but that's not going to stop us from doing what we love.
Amen, brother.
Wow.
Amen! See, I told you. If people, you start saying stuff like that, people are going to amen just from across the street.
Thank you, Cricket.
Yeah, all the people in the hearse are amening you. So
thank you, Cricket citizens. So let's go do something we love, which is just walking around a farmer's market.
I forgot about the farmer's market. Alan, do you want to actually tell them about the farmer's market?
Yeah, so the farmer's market is a classic Cricket staple where once a month we dam up a tributary on the Hakalaka River. The Hakalaka River means it's loosely Cherokee for the slaying of the young bear family with an old rake. It's an ancient Indian story. But yeah, people back their boats in to the dry riverbed, and they get to peddle their goods. They actually call it the farmer's market because of all the boats involved. And, you know, one thing we love here in Cricket is peddling piddlers.
You say dry riverbed. It's not. It's very muddy. Like, they just recently cleaned it up. It is basically, you have to walk through a foot of muck to even get to any of the vendors. But yeah, y'all wanna go there? I forgot about that.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's go there. Man, look at this. It is a busy time at the farmer's market. Everybody's here, even though they must have just came from that funeral.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much on the way.
I mean, the graveyard is just right there. So, look at all the crying families up there. We're down here, you know, just giving in to the free trade and free market of capitalism. That's what I'm
downhill from death, you know?
All right, let's look at this. Look at this vendor. It's just a John boat. Like, he's just an old guy in a John boat with just piles of things in here. He has a concerning amount of slinkies. I don't know why a man of his age and disposition needs slinkies.
Can you describe the disposition?
Right. I mean, if you'll just turn to your left, you'll see him, and I don't have to describe it to you, but I'll describe it to you anyway. He is almost Blair Witching us. He has not turned around once to us. He is just kind of staring off at the distance stoically. And, I mean, I know Evan went up and tapped him on the shoulder, did not respond at all.
No.
And right now, Evan is giving him a shoulder massage, and I don't think it was asked for. I think you're just giving him that, aren't you?
I just wanted to pump him up.
He seems down.
I think he had a Blair itch on his shoulder.
This was his Blair itch trial.
Yeah.
The worst part about it, the itch keeps getting lower and lower.
And he's not telling you that. You're just kind of assuming that?
I can feel it.
Okay. Well, if he ever actually comes out of his comatose state and wants to sell us anything, you just tell us. But yeah, an abnormal amount of slinkies. All left-footed flip-flops. He doesn't have the right foot of any of these flip-flops.
I think the candles with no wicks is an interesting choice. It's just balls of wax just sitting there. What are you even supposed to do with those?
I don't know where a guy gets that much wax from.
Yeah. You gotta question that. Especially someone who doesn't move as much as this guy doesn't move. I feel like wax is something that you kind of got to venture for.
I mean, we all know wax comes from trees. You've got to go out. You've got to milk the tree. You've got to get the wax. And this guy doesn't seem like he's got the energy to get out there and put in the work.
I don't think that's factual. I don't know enough to contradict you, but I don't. That doesn't seem right.
He's not the milking type. I agree with you, Alan.
Yeah, I think Zach, you're hearing a lot of fake news here.
Okay, I don't want to get into it with y'all. I'm trying to remain in a happy place.
What you have to do is you've got to go up to the wax myrtle tree. You've got to drill right into the sturdy trunk. You've got to drill deep into the trunk. You've got to get right up in that hole that you've drilled with a tool.
Not just any tool.
You've got to get up there with dental tools.
Floss and all.
You've got to take the dental picks. You've got to take the water pick. The floss, this whole thing requires about 6 hands. Mm-hmm. You've got to really get in there, and you got to coax that wax out.
You
that wax
ask
doesn't,
it questions.
You got to, yeah, that's right. That's right. Evan, what are we asking that tree?
You say, you from around here? And your pick's deep in its mouth, and it can't respond to you. Mm-hmm. It's deep in that mouth of that hole you just drilled, and it's trying to respond to you, but your pick's too far in there. It really can't say real words. You just gotta, okay, agree with whatever it says.
Y'all, I listen, fine, I don't care. I don't know what you two are into. I'm just saying, if you look at this very Blair Witch stoic man here, he is hairless as a seal. Like a seal lion. He is a newborn baby. And I think what he's doing is using this wax, and he's waxing himself. I think he has no hair on his body.
Maybe he's a swimmer. Got to be aerodynamic, hydrodynamic.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that Neil that got banned from any water slide in town?
Right, because he was flying too fast.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He was really no friction on that guy.
Mm-hmm. Really worried about what his eyebrows were doing to his slide game, so he just shaved those right off, or waxed them right off, really.
We can't really tell his expression because he has no eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think let's go to the next vendor. I think he's not much of a salesman, so let's go see what this other person is selling over here. Let's go to this boat.
Your classic 1996 Sun Tracker pontoon boat.
Yeah.
I'm always impressed with your knowledge of boats.
Yeah.
I don't have a knowledge of much else, but boats, you are spot on. 95% of the time.
I know my brands.
Yeah, it's impressive. What does he have to sell here?
Okay. Just some big old goods. He's got the goods, and they're big.
Now, by the goods, you mean the goods family. He has them tied up, and he has prices on them. He's selling people. I thought this was illegal in this country, but I guess here at the farmer's market,
well, it
not
is
as illegal.
It is illegal, but everybody kind of hates the good family.
The good family, they're a bunch of dicks. For a name as the goods, they are terrible human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just kind of turns a blind eye when it's them.
It's because we have a high blind population.
Well, yeah, we have a half blind population.
Yeah.
They turn their one blind eye.
Blind eye to them, yeah. The goods, yeah, they're just kind of tied up. It looks like one of those old terrorist videos where they've captured somebody and they're just kind of have bags on their head and they're tied up their hands and feet.
One guy's holding a machete, the other's holding an AK.
Yeah, it's actually, now that I see that, it's very scary.
Yeah. They've kind of got like a cave depicted on the background here of this pontoon.
Yeah, it's very interesting when you look at the pontoon, because essentially what they have done is stripped everything from the pontoon. It's a floating platform with a cave set built around it.
Yeah,
it looks like
a little bit like the Jesus's tomb that you would see at
it. Does look like that
Easter
production.
Like,
yeah. Which is ironic because he resurrected, but I don't think it's getting better for the goods here.
That cave, actually, you see that on the side there, Alan? It says property of First Baptist Church of Cricket.
Okay, so it literally is the tomb. Okay, that's a little blasphemy.
Yeah, weird they turned that into a terrorist
thing. Yeah, turned into a terrorist thing. Listen, these guys obviously aren't the most upstanding people because they've kidnapped and are selling a whole family, a family of 5. So they're probably not the most upstanding people. Let me run this by y'all. These people are very, very low priced. I thought if you were to buy people, they'd be a lot more expensive. But these, I mean, $10 for Mr. Good here. He's the head guy of the family.
Yeah, well, been good. The patriarch, not a well liked guy.
He's a douche. I agree.
I kind of think that they're struggling to find somebody to buy Ben Good.
Yeah, I like that we're talking about them right in front of them. They just have a bag over their head. They can hear everything we're talking about.
Even his son, this Jolly Good fellow, no one's really liked him much either. And
he's fat.
He's fat. He's jolly. He's just a Jolly Good fellow.
And the irony about him is he's not only a douche. He's a sad douche. He's not jolly at all.
Their younger son, Less Good, he's actually the best one of the family.
Ironically, he is.
And he was arrested for public urination.
That is a problem here in Cricket.
Oh, that good boy.
But you know, if the best person in your family is a public urinator, that really says a lot about the rest of your members. Yeah, it kind of says where the rest of them go.
And I know these guys, they're low priced and... No one likes them that much, like we've been talking about. But I just don't feel like we should, you know, make it a habit of this town of just selling people.
Selling people? Yeah, I don't think morally it's good. I'm not going to buy people. Are you all going to buy people?
I'm gonna have to pass.
You're gonna pass today, on that? Okay, that's good. That's good. You know, you want to hit them though? Like you want to just like slap them real quick? I mean, we might as well have our fun.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
I feel better.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes you just got to get the stress out, you know. And we got our stress out by hitting a kidnapped family.
If you guys want to stand behind them with those guns over there, I'll take your picture.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Come here, let's like arms out of each other. Photo op. It's nice that they had a photo op for us here.
Yeah,
you know,
a day at the Arket. You know,
a day. So yeah, let's take a picture here. Well, I hate that we can't get to all the other vendors because there are a lot here. I mean, maybe in the future we can come back and kind of shop around a little bit more, but...
Yeah.
It looks like the dam's about to bust anyway.
The dam is about to bust. Yeah, we forget to tell people that this doesn't end naturally.
Yeah, it's kind of a surprise ending, because the dam is not a well-constructed thing.
No, it looks
beavers
like
do better.
Beavers do better. Okay, well, it's good. Let's get out of here. I know we went to a protest last week, but it seems there is a protest over here. And as honest journalists like we are, I feel like it'd be remiss not to go at least check it out and see what everybody's angry about.
Yeah, definitely. We're all about the scoop.
I would also like to point out that Alan just pulled a ice cream scoop right out of his pocket. And that's what he was talking about. He was not even listening to what Evan and I were saying.
Yeah, I was hankering for some Rocky Road.
Yeah. Okay, let's go over there and see what everybody's angry about. We should interview some people here, right? Like, I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
Good journalism. Hey, Evan, would you turn around and grab that guy? Maybe we can interview him.
That guy right there?
That guy right there, yeah.
Like, 10 feet away?
He's not even that. He's maybe 5. Hey, bucko! Hey, with the socks! Come here! He is not wearing shoes. That is true. He is not. Very aggressive on your part, though. He was just right here.
It got his attention, didn't it?
Yeah, it did get his. It got everybody else's attention. Somehow you were louder than the protest.
Is he coming this way?
He is coming. It's taking him a while. It's only,
what's your problem?
It's only 5.
When you're walking in sock feet, you know, it's sometimes it's
you get hung on
more
rocks.
Uncomfortable. Yeah.
To be fair, there are nails littering the ground. So, yes, walking around in socks.
Hey, our town's a work in progress.
It's a work
in
progress.
We're not perfect.
Yeah.
They just redid all the roofs. You know, there's just nails everywhere.
They dumped all the nails here. Hello, ma'am. I apologize for my compatriot here yelling at you violently. He is not well socialized. My name is Zach, and we are journalists doing a podcast. Now, I'm not going to explain that to you because that's going to melt your brain. Can we interview about maybe what you're angry about in this protest?
Well, yes, you can. My name is Patricia Thursday, and I don't understand why I can't just drive straight.
Are you gay, Patricia?
I don't understand the question.
Oh, you mean the road this straight?
That's right.
We forgot to mention that the protest is around a newly built roundabout. Is this what you're upset about, Patricia, that they put a roundabout in town?
My biggest problem is I'm just a little bit worried that I might just, once I start going in a circle, I may just keep going in a circle and not be able to get off.
That is scary, Patricia. I don't think you should have your driver's license. You are very old.
Well,
now that seems like an aggressive thing to say for an interviewer, as I'm just interviewing and not giving my opinion. But I think it's a danger for all of us that you're still behind the wheel.
Well, son, I think it's more dangerous to have folks driving in a circle than it is to have me on the road.
I don't want to hear... Evan, will you get her out of the way?
Yeah,
Get on, lady!
I gotta say, I thought she was a man whenever I called
she
her.
She is
earlier.
An ugly woman. Ugly woman. She scurried away like a rodent.
Yeah, we were
like she ran
her,
away
like,
very quickly.
Yeah, when somebody goes on all fours, that always throws me off.
All fours and socks too. The bottom of those things are just black.
Socks on the hands too. Yeah. Dude, I don't know if y'all noticed that.
Just black like the cement.
I would like to point out she's also wearing a tool belt.
One thing we know about people in cricket here is there are a lot of do-it-yourself kind of handy folks.
Yeah, they're very handy. They have not stopped touching me. Very handsy. It's been very awkward.
All right, let me just grab this guy over here. He looks like he's probably got something fun to say. Excuse me, sir. Yeah, we are doing a podcast. No need to explain what that is. You wouldn't get it. We'd kind of like to know, what are your feelings about the new roundabout they're putting in town?
First of all, sir, do not ask me about the feelings, all right? I'm not a woman. I do not have those.
Sure.
Second, this roundabout is an injustice to our American way.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Do you care to elaborate on that?
I do not know what that big word is that you just said. But I will continue talking nonetheless. It did not matter what you just said. I was going to continue with my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I am upset. I will answer this question in a full sentence.
And let me just say, you have caused everybody in this town to stop and look at you.
I am very loud. I am upset because there is nothing round about the United States of America. Now, I want to ask you, sir, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, did they write it on a square document with corners, or did they write it on a round document like a bagel?
I've got to say, he does have a point. I don't know of a lot of circle documents going on back in 1776.
But at the same time, I mean, I got to say, America loves bagels. America loves a good bagel. So I don't want to like downplay bagels here.
It's weird that you're going on a bagel.
I just don't get the bagel hate. You know what else is a circle? The Oval Office.
I don't think you know your shapes, buddy.
Yeah.
Did I hear him right, Alan? Did he say the Oval Office is a circle?
He did. He did.
Evan, let's go to Evan real quick. What is an octagon?
Circle.
Okay.
I see what's happening.
Here. Yeah. Let's see here. What is... If you were to order something from Amazon and it came in a container, what shape is that container?
Sharp circle.
Okay. Sharp circle. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's retarded. You know, the guy that we just were interviewing, he fell asleep.
He's a town narcoleptic.
He's a narcoleptic. He just kind of
uses
fell asleep
all
there.
his energy to he just was, yeah shout.
He was very loud,
yeah,
and very opinionated on what document shapes were, as if that matters at all. The roundabout is not popular here in cricket.
There's the other guy over there. Kind of seems like he's enjoying the roundabout. He kind of just keeps walking in circles around it. You want to interview him?
Yeah, let's interview him. Hello, sir. I see that you are really enjoying the newly placed roundabout. We're just interviewing people here at the protest. How do you feel about the roundabout that's been put in?
Yes, I love it. I love the roundabout. It's so round and plump and just... It just keeps going and going and going. There's no end, and you can be entranced in it for days.
I'm going to take one step back from you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to say I agree.
Yeah, wait, agree with him, with me?
With you.
Okay, yeah, we're both going to take a step.
No, he sounds like he's like 3 seconds away from asking me to put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah.
Have you boys ever heard of the Eye of Horus?
The Eye of Horus.
Yeah. Is that the brothel?
Yeah, the cricket brothel, the Eye of Horus.
The Eye of Horus?
Brothels are also legal here. Selling people, apparently, and brothel. We're very progressive here in cricket.
It is the brothel. That is the local name of the brothel, but it's also an ancient teaching. And if you look at a roundabout from above, it will entrance you like the Eye of Horus. And it's said you will gain magical powers just by being within the roundabout.
What is one magical power you've gained?
Perception. Just ungodly
perception.
That's
a lazy answer, Alan. He hasn't gained a jack squat.
I knew you boys were coming over here before you
it's
even
because
know.
We weren't hiding from you. We weren't a sniper in the grassy knoll here. You saw us coming.
So let me say, I one time ate an eye of horse, and the power that I got was explosive diarrhea.
You hit a horse's eye? You just said that weird.
That's what he's talking about,
okay,
right?
You just said that sentence. The structure was wonky. But okay.
Wrong thing.
He
totally different thing.
Oh, he's judging you now.
No, we're on the same page.
This guy is a problem.
He's judging you now.
I always know a guy that eats a horse eye when I see one, and that's why we came over here.
I bet if you pat him down, he has a couple on him, just squishy loose eyeballs
does.
In his pocket.
I bet he does.
You want me to go to pat him down?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All
right,
let's see here.
This is how I knew you were coming over here, too. You kept looking at me.
Sir, stop talking. I'm trying to pat you down. You have a ton of pockets. You're wearing cargo pants. Let's see here. I pulled this out.
Is it just a bag of glass?
It is just a bag of glass, and not dull glass. It is very sharp. It's poking through. There's no way this was comfortable for him walking around in his pocket here.
Don't take that.
What was Horseye going to do with that?
I don't know, and I'm not going to take it. I have no need for broken glass.
You're good.
Let's see here.
Yeah, so, Guy, what were you going to do with just a bag of glass?
You're coming at me real weird here, Horseye Guy. I don't...
Oh, you have a nickname now. That's tough.
Anyway... The Eye of Horus says, if you round the bout enough times, the crystal ball of Agathea will come back together, and you'll be able to see into the times of sand and old-timers.
The times of sand?
Times of
and
sand.
Old-timer.
Okay. While he was giving that explanation, I'm still patting him down. His pockets are full of glass in different containers. As you see here, I have just a small ring box. Of glass, like you would propose to somebody with, mm-hmm. just a ring box full of little broken pieces of glass. Here, I pulled out of his pocket. It is.
I don't question you about the ways you keep your glass.
I don't keep glass because I'm pretty sane. Right here, he has a glass contained in just some tub. It's just a Tupperware. It looks like a casserole dish. Yeah, he put that in his pocket, which is crazy.
I just pulled out a Capri Sun.
Oh, you're patting him down too?
Yeah, I'm on the other side.
Okay.
You boys are handsy.
I just pulled out a Capri Sun that he has cut open, put glass inside, and somehow resealed.
He sewed it right back up.
I don't get why I'm being attacked here.
What was your name? What was your name again, sir? I think we didn't ask that. We're sorry for us being impolite.
Theodore Bigsby.
Theodore Bigsby. Well, listen, Theodore Bigsby, thank you for letting us interview you. You have been very interesting. I don't know what information we got from you. Only questions, really.
I got harassment from you, I'll say that. Sexual and emotional.
Okay, well...
The amount of touching that just happened. Horse Guy, your buddy here... Fingers went in places they shouldn't go.
Look, nobody's going to believe the local Horus conspiracy theorist.
There's no way you're going from what the crap you just talked about to say, oh, somebody touched me where. Nobody's going to believe you.
I mean, there's a group of protesters here. I'm sure they saw something.
They haven't turned away from the roundabout.
Oh, wow, they really have. They were in the roundabout. They've all turned around, though. They're just kind of like talking between each other.
They're shunning it.
They're
shunning it. They're kind of giving it the silent treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Theodore. Well, Evan, where did you go for all that?
I was back
were you
there.
Doing push-ups? I think I saw him doing push-ups.
Yeah, he was in like a push-up competition.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed all the people turned around from the roundabout, but
I was over there
in a push-up competition.
With yourself? And did you lose?
I was against myself, and past me won, future me lost.
Mm. Okay, yeah. You speaking riddles like the guy we just interviewed, Theodore Bigsby.
Sounds like a good guy.
He was an interesting fellow.
Eats horse's eyes.
No, that was you. Admitted that to him. Well, listen, I think this is a good place to end it as any. Just kind of at another protest in cricket. It's starting to be a trend.
Yeah.
Weird amount of those in this town.
We had a lot of angry people. But listen, thank you for listening to another episode of Locally Sourced. You want to give everybody a one-liner wisdom just as we exit here?
You can look into the Eye of Horus, but don't look into the Eye of Horus when your wife's around.
Yeah, that is true. You will get in big trouble sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Good relationship advice there.
Yeah.
In the world of theater, they often will say break a leg. But I would like to remind you that John Wilkes Booth did that after assassinating Abraham Lincoln. So should you actually do that?
Teach a man to collect glass. You make him happy for a day. Don't teach a man to collect glass. You've got all that glass for yourself. What does he need it for? You take that glass back to your house, bag that up, jar that up, keep it for a rainy day.
Very, very gracious of you.
Yeah.
But there you go. Tune in next week. Locally Sourced.
Get ready, set, go.
Words of our old pappy, we're just ignorant, think we're happy. Nothing seems to bother us at all. We seldom ever worry, we're never in a hurry. In the words of our old pappy, we're just ignorant, think we're happy. Some people born with a lot of brains, and some are born good looking. Some are born to be rich, and some are born with nothing. But the good Lord knows what he was doing when he made us unaware. We turned out poor and ugly, and we don't even care. In the words of our old pappy, we're just ignorant, think we're happy.